Welcome to the Days for Girls podcast, a show about breaking barriers for women and girls around the world. I'm your host, Jessica Williams, Chief Communications Officer at Days for Girls International. At Days for Girls, we believe in a world where periods are never a problem. We are on a mission to shatter the stigma and limitations associated with menstruation by increasing access to sustainable period products and menstrual health education for all people with periods. Today's guest is Laura Pena. Laura is a Dominican-American filmmaker, creative producer, motion designer, speaker, and traveler, and she is a huge supporter of girls around the world. She is the founder of She Is the Universe, a global movement for girls' empowerment. She goes around the world and she films the stories of teenage girls, and she supports them as they stand in their stories and pursue their dreams through storytelling, mentorship, and community. Laura and I go back several years. She's kind of an old friend at this point. My, how time flies. So I'm really excited to share this conversation with you. Now let's go on to the show. Oh my gosh, Laura, it is so great to have you on the Days for Girls podcast. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me in the podcast.
Absolutely. So you and I go back, I think now with the pandemic, it feels like, you know, an eternity has passed, but right. Like we go back several years at this point, I think, to the days when you spoke at an event that I was running back when I had my own business. And so it's a real pleasure to bring you into the work that I'm doing now at Days for Girls.
Yeah, thank you. I'm very excited. When I got your email about this, I was like, yes, please. I would love to catch up and tell you more about what's been happening since we last saw each other, and just like know what you're up to. And this is great. I love this.
Me too. I know. I'm really excited. Your work is so perfect for this show because you work with women and girls all over the world and you tell their stories in such a beautiful way through film. And so obviously, like you were just a perfect fit. So yeah, I'm really excited to catch up and hear how things are going. So let's just start off by the pandemic's happened. Last time I saw you was in Portland, Oregon. Where are you now?
Yeah. So since we last saw each other, I was traveling the world interviewing girls for our show. And then when the pandemic happened, I was in Southeast Asia, so I was doing my tour in Southeast Asia and a few countries around there in Australia. And then I am now in the Dominican Republic, which is where I am from. And so I figured that, you know, I couldn't travel anymore because it's not so easy. And I was being very careful because I'm working with families and girls. And I just came back here and I've been here since.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you've been able to spend this time with family. Yeah. But we miss you. We miss you in Portland.
I know. I miss Portland. I'll be there. I'll be there soon. I think September. I'll be there for a bit. So maybe I'll see you in person.
Yeah. You have to check in with me when you get here.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about your career. There's so many places I want to go, but I just want to first start out a little bit like high level overview of how you got into filmmaking and why girls, like why She Is the Universe. Let's start there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have been working on videos, specifically doing animation, motion graphics for companies for over, I don't know, I think almost 20 years. And in the past few years, I started wondering what is it that I came here to do? What's my purpose in life? And in that questioning, you know, that kind of like changed my life because when you start, you know, asking questions, the answers will come. And my answer is pretty clear. I kind of combine all the things that I really love and the things that I was like, why are things like this? Why are they, you know, my biggest question was, why are there not more women in positions of leadership around the world? And in that questioning, it brought me back actually to the town where I am right now, in the Dominican Republic. The town is called Cabarete. And there is an organization here that works with girls. And it's kind of like an after-school program, empowering program. And I just realized that girls have so much potential, but a lot of the times they don't have the opportunities that they need. And there's so many barriers for us to get to those places where we need, you know, we need girls and women the most. And so I decided that I wanted to tell their stories, because we have like this one dimension stories, like story of what girls are. And I wanted to change that. And because I work in media, and that is what, you know, my superpower is, telling stories that really get to people's hearts, I really wanted to use my superpowers and my talent to do something that I really do care about. I think we need more. We need more of that.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And you're, tell us about the videos that, and the stories that you tell, for those who maybe aren't familiar with your work.
Yeah. So I started with the goal of telling the stories of 111 girls from all over the world. I wanted to cover every continent except Antarctica. And I wanted to have diverse stories of girls from all over the world. And I had a set of questions, but there were two main questions that I was asking. I was asking, what is your dream? What do you need? What is it that you want to accomplish in life? Or what kind of things do you want to create or be? And then I asked, what do you need from the world to get to where you want to be in life? And so far I have interviewed 70 girls. And I've launched about, I think there are about 7 to 8 stories on YouTube. And so we're still editing and we're still sharing stories. And so that's what's that. And it's called She's the Universe, the video series.
So can you tell us about one of your favorite stories?
Oh, there's so many.
I know. It's hard to choose.
So many. But there are, let's see. You know, every story is also accompanied by the story of me and how I got to each one of them, of the girls. But I think a favorite for me that's coming to mind is one of, her name is also Laura, or Laura in Spanish. And she is from Colombia. And I was obsessed with indigenous culture, because I come from a country where we don't have, in theory, we don't have more indigenous here. We are the descendants of the indigenous, but we don't have, you know, like other countries in South America. So I really wanted to share with the world that there are still indigenous communities. And so I was really trying to find someone that where I could get access to a girl. And her story really touched my heart, because she lives in this very remote town where she doesn't really have many opportunities. And just so you know, we tell stories of all kinds of girls, like all socioeconomic backgrounds. But this girl happens to be in a very remote community with no access to real education, without actually having to travel really far. And so her story really touched my heart, because someone asked me after, you know, I was like, my role here is a filmmaker, as a filmmaker. I'm just telling their stories. That's it. I come in, tell their stories, share it with the world. And people will be like, but how can I help? And I was like, well, you can help me get to the girls. But that didn't feel like right. I was like, oh yeah. But everybody was like, but we need to, like, how can we help this girl? And I was like, well, I don't really, you know, helping this one girl, I think it's hard, because I don't want to, you know, I was like, there's a touchy subject there. I'm not selling these stories. I'm not selling them. But I felt like I needed to do something. And so her story really helped me understand that I really needed to do something. And that's because of her, we started a scholarship fund. And we already, this year, we started that. And we've been supporting 5 girls to go to university from different countries. And so I think that there's so many amazing stories, but I think that her story kind of propelled us to go to the next level.
Wow. Okay. So wait a minute. Back up. You are sending 5 girls to university?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So 2 girls in the Philippines, and then 3 girls here. One of them is still in high school. So actually 2 university in Philippines and 2 university here in the Dominican Republic, and then 1 going through high school.
Wow. That's so cool. Oh my goodness.
Ah. Yeah.
So that kind of cues me up, because one of my questions is, I've interviewed several documentary filmmakers who do similar work to you on the podcast. And I always ask this question, what is the impact that you feel like telling these stories is doing or making for these young girls or these women? Like, how is it making a difference in their lives?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And a question that I think about a lot, because sometimes it's really hard to measure that as you're telling stories. But something that we really, really are sure of is that media really transforms societies and really transform people's minds and change how you think about something. And so something that I do is everywhere I go, I host a screening. And this is with adults and also with girls and kids. So just seeing how people, just one thing is like seeing people crying, watching some of these stories and really seeing how they're like, wow, that got me in touch with my own, the adults is like, that got me in touch with my own dreams. What was I dreaming when I was that age? What was I doing? And why am I not doing that? So that is a big thing, because I think that if we all were pursuing the things that we're really, came here to do, because I really believe that we all have gifts that we need to give. If we were doing that, there were like things will really shift for the better. So just like changing people's minds, I think is really big. And there's a lot of this impact that I will probably never know. I know from the stories that I heard that people reach out back to me and they tell me about this. But now something that we're doing now is more building community. And so in this, we have really seen a big difference, right? Like that we can really measure. And with the scholarships as well, like that's a big impact also. But then we've seen girls now start their own journeys of activism, for example, through the events that we host and through the films when they watch, they're like, oh my God, that's great. I can do that. I didn't know I could do that. So I think that that's also a big impact. Just like changing people's minds, it's, I think, huge. And we underestimate that. And I think we shouldn't, because this is really how, Hollywood is changing our minds all the time. So using those same things to something that's like so important right now, I think it's really powerful.
Do you see like some of the impact on the fact that like some of these women and girls are being seen in a way that maybe they haven't been seen before?
Yeah. So for example, when I was at your event and something really interesting happened, and now I try to replicate that everywhere I go. But the fact that the girls, so sometimes when I go to an event, I will bring some of the girls that have been part of the films. And at your event, they were celebrities. Everybody wanted to talk to them. You know, after they saw their films, they were like, oh my God, you're so incredible. And they will, go to them, and just in social media, how people are sharing, they're like, oh, this impacted me so much. This is so great. So it gives them also like that boost and that help build their confidence, which is something that we're really lacking in this world as well. Women that are confident to pursue the things that they want to do. And so that's where I've seen that. And recently we host an event here where we did a screening, the first screening in a very long time. And so we had, I think about six girls that were part of the film here, and they were really celebrities, and everybody, at the end, they were like flying out of this event. And so you can see the impact right there of how they even themselves start shifting how they see themselves once they see themselves through, the eyes of everybody else.
Yeah. I remember that they were absolutely celebrities. And
yeah.
And your films are so captivating. It's really stellar filmmaking, and you have just a really great way of like capturing their emotions and their facial expressions and the landscape where you are. And they're short, right? They're like, what's the average length of one of your films?
Yeah. So they're from like 3 to 5 minutes, but I have content from each one of those girls, like hours of content, because I really spend a lot of time with them. This is why I feel like I can capture like the essence of like who they are in that moment in time. Because sometimes I go and I stay with their families. I will just really spend a lot of time with them, even before I turn on my camera. We get to really know each other. I got to really understand what is it that they, who are they at that moment in time. People change a lot, but yeah.
I met you, I mean, gosh, it was 2018 to 2019, you and I first connected. And then you were at the event 2019, then the pandemic hit. We're like 2 years later. You know, a lot of time has passed and there's a lot of focus right now on, which I think is great, on diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I know that that's a big a focus of yours as well. Can you talk about some of the efforts you're taking to really, you know, advance that conversation and lead others into that work?
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing that we've been doing this past year is we're hosting an event every other month where we talk about issues that we should be talking about. And these are hosted by, we're collaborating with two amazing girls, one from the US and one from the Netherlands. And then just our Lily and Sammy, they both have projects in the climate change space and the kindness space. And then Sara Surani, who worked with women in the Amazon jungle, and then me. And we touch on different things. Like the first event was just a general event where we were talking about what we're going to do. The second event was, and the people are choosing what the themes are, right? We have a list and they choose the order. The first one was mental health. So it was like really the difference between, you know, the numbers. They really wanted to talk about that. So you can tell, right? Like how much they're affected, especially now with the pandemic. And so the next one that we have now this month is actually about diversity and inclusion. And so we have a few incredible guest speakers that are just talking about what this means. And this is a very big topic. And we have 1 hour and a half and we've been struggling because it's like, oh my God, you know, we're brainstorming like all the minorities. Let's talk about all the minorities that we want to talk about. Because when we think of inclusion and diversity, sometimes we only think of race. There's so many things that we can talk about. You know, we were talking about how, just so many to name, but this is something that we take very seriously, diversity and inclusion, equality, equity, and how girls learn, you know, like teaching the girls about all these things that are really right now, things that we need to be addressing in, for us, this is why we want to, you know, include voices from all over the world and not only, you know, very US centric, but we want to really expand. And it's very hard sometimes because it's, you know, you could think, oh, but there's so many different problems happening around the world. Like, how can you like touch on all? But there's things that are really affecting everybody. And this is what we're focusing on.
How do you get your funding? Like your supporters, are you
Yeah.
Talk about a little bit about that.
Yeah. So for when I started this and it was the films, basically I opened like a GoFundMe and then that kind of got me started and I could see that there was some potential and then people actually care about this. So it was I self-funded and then plus the people that were helping that way. And then we got a small grant from an organization called World Domination Summit in Portland. And then we got grants, right? We got another grant now for the World Changers event, and that happened this year. And so something that we also have a Patreon page for people who want to support the girls who we are supporting to go to school. So that happened through that. And now we are in the process of turning this into a nonprofit. And so this is how we hope to continue this because we want it to be sustainable. Right now it's been very volunteer based, like everybody, because we're online too. It makes it easier. But we really want to take this to the next level and we're working on that. And that for that, we need more funding. So people helping, but now we have so many ideas of things that we want to create. And but donations is a big one, a big part of it. So one thing that we're super clear is that we're creating a lot of programming. We create masterminds. We have monthly girl circles. We have our own platform, like our own social network and called the Galaxy. And so for a lot of those things, we really need funding. And this is what we're kind of just organizing ourselves so we can continue doing this work.
Yeah. If people want to learn more about how to support you, do you have a Patreon page or anything?
Yes. So if people go to sheistheuniverse.org, they can find all the information there. There's a donate page that explains everything. And so that's the best way to do that. Also, people can find us on Instagram and, you know, directly talk to us there. And that's She is the Universe Project.
Great. Awesome. And you said you've got some projects that you are hoping to work on in the future. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah. So something that that we've been really focused is on building community, right? Like, we had all those girls that were following our Instagram account. And now we're like, okay, what can we create for them? Especially with the pandemic, right? Like, we're like, how can we build community? How can we support them through this time in history? And so that's when we started our girl circles. That's like a big part of what we do, which every month we gather and talk about different themes that we care about, that we check in with each other, that we, you know, we celebrate each other. We talk about our struggles. We do masterminds for the girls that have projects that they need support with, because a lot of the girls have their own things that they've started, some businesses, some movements. Some girls are just teaching what they know. So we're supporting them in that part as well. And we have many ideas for things that we want to create that have to do with helping them advance in the things that they want to learn, right? Like, we have in this, in our platform, we have about, I think, 80 girls in our platform right now that are like, that apply to be in this platform. It's a very beautiful process of learning about themselves as they apply for this. And so in that, we ask them, what is it that they need? So we have a lot of data about what kind of things they are interested in. And, you know, a lot of it is like leadership. They want to learn. They all want to learn so much. So we're working with our own communities and finding who can teach them these things that they want to learn from our own network, starting there. And so we're always looking also for people to teach different things. A lot of it, lately they've been talking a lot about financial literacy. They're like, how could nobody taught me this? So we're finding all kinds of, like, you know, looking for all kinds of teachers and people who want to come and offer this to them. And this is all, you know, we don't charge girls. We don't want to, some of the girls, of course, they can pay for it, but we wanted this to be free for the girls always. So this is why we also need to find other ways to make this sustainable. But this is, yeah, this is, you know, so many projects we're working on behind the scenes. Another thing that we started doing this year is having the girls take more leadership in different roles in the organization. And so the girls are leading the circles now. We have this new project that's called Te La Presento, which is, let me introduce you to, which is an Instagram live of the girls interviewing each other, girls that have projects that we should know about, businesses that we should know about. Many, many things in the works and many things happening. So, yeah, but it's great. It's so much fun.
That's awesome. Yeah. So I'm curious how this work has impacted your own life. You've been doing this for how long now?
Yeah. So full time, I've been doing this for the past 3 years. Mm-hmm. I started working on it since 2016, but really full on 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's changed my entire life. I don't even know who I was before this. This is what I think about all the time. This is what I dream about doing. I think that I'm healing my own 13-year-old little Laura that probably didn't feel hurt or seen, that felt that she was invisible, that she didn't exist and nobody cared about what she had to say. And I think that by giving them a platform so they can use their voice, because they do have a voice, so I'm not giving them anything. They do have it. By creating this for them, I'm also creating it for myself, for myself in the past that mm-hmm. really needed this. So yeah, it's changed my entire life.
Mm. You know, I did a TEDx talk, like a salon talk back in, I don't know, 2016 or something. And that was exactly what my talk was about, which was that our creative work or our entrepreneurial endeavors can heal heal ourselves. It can be a healing. And it certainly sounds like this has been that for you.
Absolutely. It's been great. I mean, like, just meeting all of these girls, it's incredible. One of the things that we do also is for the World Changers, we have mini grants. So we award $100 for girls to start their own projects. And it's been incredible just learning about all of these things that girls want to do. That is, you know, I'm like, it gives me a lot of hope and it gives me, you know, more, even more desire to continue doing this. So yeah, it's just, it can heal. It can.
It absolutely can. So do you think you're going to stay in the Dominican Republic for a while longer?
Yeah, I think so. You know, at the moment, I still, even though people are traveling, I don't think I can travel with the project right now. And we want to continue, you know, getting the community stronger, continuing having the girls to, you know, create and take more ownership on everything that we're doing. And so I think that staying in one place for longer, it's a good idea. And I love Portland, but because of the pandemic, I think have been close to family is what I feel called to do. So, and I love this town. This is a tiny town on the beach. Like right now I'm looking at the ocean while I'm talking to you, and the community is great. There's so much happening here. And, yeah, I think I'm going to stay here. I mean, I'll come back to the US. Like I'm going to be in the US for the next 2 months. And so I still have a lot of people in Portland and New York. So I'll come back and forth, but this is now where my luggage lives, in a closet here, which is great. It's great to have the same bed for a while.
Oh yeah. I know how that is.
Yeah. Oh, my bed, my own. Yeah.
So Laura, how many videos have you done now?
So I think about 8 or more. Like that's what I, from the stories, I've done a lot of videos that are just for different events. But yeah, so something that we're also, you know, this is in the back of my mind. There's so much content that I'm also working on a documentary. That's going to take more time. But there's so much that I want to talk about from all of the things that I've seen from the girls. But yeah, but film, we have 70 stories and yeah, and counting. The only continent that we haven't been to is Africa. That was supposed to be last year, and then last year happened.
Do you think you're going to make it to Africa?
Oh, yes. Yes. I have a lot of the girls from our community now are in different countries in Africa, and they're very excited. I'm sure that I will go and visit them. I will start there.
Yeah. Well, if we can help connect you to anyone, we have a large presence there. So,
oh yes, that'll be amazing.
We can support you with that. If people want to watch your videos, where do they go to do that?
Yeah, they can go. We have a YouTube channel. So if people can just go to YouTube and look for She's the Universe. And
okay.
And they'll find all the videos there.
Okay, great. And we'll put that in the show notes. And if people want to connect with you, what's your website address?
Yeah, so for She's the Universe, it's shestheuniverse.org. And then people, and then Instagram is She's the Universe Project.
Awesome. Very cool. And I am just going to give a quick shout out. Like, you're an amazing, like, you have an amazing stage presence, and showing these videos is a really compelling, like multimedia thing to do at an event. They're gorgeous, and the stories are really inspiring. And so, if you're listening and you have an event,
yes,
and you want to share those stories, contact Laura, because they're amazing. They're so
yes,
fun.
Please do. one of my favorite things is that, to come and to speak to people about the stories. There's so many, and also show, like, I'm looking also to show more of the stories at schools. Like, I have a film of all of them together, that we, you know, if people want to do that, if they want to bring this to their own places, they can do that too. They can bring me too, but they can also bring just the stories too.
Awesome. Very cool. Yeah. Laura, thanks so much for your time and coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for this. This has been a lot of fun. Thank you.
You're welcome. The Days for Girls podcast is produced by Days for Girls International. For show notes and resources mentioned in this episode, visit daysforgirls.org/podcast. If you'd like to support the work we do on the show, leave a rating or a review wherever you listen. Subscribe to the show and share episodes on social media or with your friends. To learn more about Days for Girls and to join our global movement, please visit daysforgirls.org. Thank you for listening. See you next time.